We are here to talk equestrian and rowing today. That's right. You start.
Well, after the two midweek games we've had, let's do that, all right?
You know, I said this earlier. All the games you and I have done, Alabama and Auburn, football games, men's basketball games, all that, how about our first real knockdown drag-out literally is in women's hoops?
You know, I missed the altercation. I saw the second half, and I couldn't figure out what they were talking about. Then I got on Twitter and saw it, and that's you're right. That's the last place you would expect to see that, I think, in this rivalry. But hopefully they're able to get it sorted out. So just a strange sight.
It's a strange sight, and we're probably I'm taking it lighter than we should have. But the conversation you and I had just a few months ago is that in the history of the Alabama-Auburn football game, as intense, as bitter, as hard-fought as it is, and as goofy and nasty as it gets among the fans sometimes, we never see any of the garbage on the field that we see in a lot of other so-called rivalry games. And that's why it really took me back last night when I saw the clip that, good grief, I don't think I've ever seen that. We've done games where the dugouts have emptied, but we've never seen a fight between Alabama and Auburn in anything.
Yeah, I've done a game at the baseball park over there at Sewell Thomas where a fan tried to climb in my boot, but I've never had an altercation with you, Chris, and that's good.
No, you know, that was my wife.
No, but it is. You go back, and I know we're here to talk about basketball, but you go back to the football side of it. To me, that's just an indication of the class of the players, the coaches leading them, all the garbage, all the junk occurs amongst the fans. And the players and the coaches, they do a great job of teaching these guys, yeah, this is a huge, huge rivalry, but let's show good sportsmanship and let's be men out there and not fools.
Yeah. And now that we've set the table for that, I guess it's a good time for us to announce we'll be having our pregame pillow fight, you and I, right there at center court.
I want to
warn you. Deontay Wilder, the guest referee.
I want to warn you, I'm bringing a memory foam pillow this time, not the little down feather stuff I normally bring. So
I'm warning you. I'm sharpening the zipper on the edge of the pillow right there. I'm going to cut you.
I tell you, I am looking forward to seeing Tom Roberts tomorrow night. He sent me a very nice email earlier this week. Of course, Tom's retiring, and I'm anxious to see Tom. But he'll probably just ride off into the sunset. I'll never see him again. So I'm anxious to see Tom tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I saw Mike Nail last night in Fayetteville. Of course, Chuck does the games now. Chuck Barrett, for our listeners that don't know who or what I'm talking about, but Mike Nail did the games for years, and look, when the game starts, you and I want our teams to win because it makes our lives so – well, you and I have always been fans of our respective teams anyway. But
right.
It makes our professional lives so much better when our team wins. But the little human element that others forget is that, I want to see my team kick your team's teeth in, but I still like you. We're still friends, and that's kind of a part that I think people forget sometimes.
And some have a hard time wrapping their mind around that, but it's the truth. I mean, tomorrow night, Auburn's going to come in there. They've only won twice over there this century. And the odds are against this Auburn team again coming over there. But that doesn't lessen the fact that, every time Auburn plays Alabama, personally, I want Auburn to win. Professionally, it makes our lives easier. It's a challenge at times to keep the professional and personal side separate when you're calling a game. I'm not always successful at that at all, but it also makes it's what makes it fun, and I think the fans appreciate it as well to know that we're as vested in it as they are.
No, I totally agree. Dealt with a little bit of that this morning. Somebody. Friend of mine texted me who is an Auburn fan, but he texted me, said, "Hey, I heard somebody called you a homer on jocks." And I said, "Well, I would hope so."
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope so. And, it's part of it. It's why we love our jobs, but man, we're living and dying on each possession, just like the fans are. Now that we've given all the background that nobody cares about except you and I, let's talk about it. And your team, I know, is it's one of those, it's a head scratcher like you normally have with a first year coach that you feel strongly will be successful. You're going to have some great days like you've had, and then you're going to have some like the other night that make you wonder what in the world's going on.
Well, you know, Wednesday night was frustrating from a sense that, and I blame it on Bruce Pearl. I just blame it all on Bruce Pearl. I mean, he's come in here, and he has everyone so excited, and rightfully so. And he has this team, to be quite honest, a team that shouldn't be able to compete probably in the SEC, competing in the SEC. And there's, you know, with the exception of the Kentucky game on the schedule, I honestly look at that schedule and go, if Auburn plays up to their capability, they could win any game on their schedule, maybe with the exception of Kentucky. But, you know, the other night, I think we all kind of looked at it and said, well, Auburn's, 2-2. They just beat South Carolina, who I think is much improved. I mean, you guys saw that. So you had a really good feeling. Bruce Pearl's your head coach. But what you failed to remember until about midway through the second half, I'm watching this Mississippi State team. They are not a bad team. Now, having said that, Auburn didn't play very well in the first half. They were a little flat, didn't defend very well, and, State took advantage of that. And the margin of error for this Auburn basketball team is minute. And, they can't get away with not rebounding on a given night, not defending on a given night, not shooting the ball well. I mean, there's just, a lot of pieces have to fall into place for this team. And it didn't the other night. Mississippi State played a terrific ball game. So it was a head-scratcher in a lot of ways. But then you look at Mississippi State, and I was impressed with their length and their speed and their athleticism. So, it doesn't make it any easier to swallow, any easier pill to swallow, just like, last night for you guys was a tough one. You go to Arkansas and you have them, you get them into overtime. That's a rare thing in Bud Walton. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how, Chris, it'll be interesting to see how both these teams come out Saturday. You guys with the quick turnaround. Auburn with, hopefully a little burr under their saddle after the way they played Wednesday night. It will be really interesting to see how they come out and play.
Let's obviously talk with Rod Bramlett, the voice of the Auburn Tigers, here on our Bud Light Hotline presented by Green Beverage. Let's kind of step away from this game and this year even, and let's go bigger picture. There are definitely differing and strong opinions from the Alabama side about Anthony Grant and his future. But when you look at the roster alone and you look at what Alabama has signed, whoever is coaching them, I think there's great reason for optimism. You look at Bruce, you look at his track record from the Auburn side, there's obvious and well-earned because of his past excitement for that. As two guys who call basketball and are basketball fans as well, you got to feel pretty good about what's coming in this state once again between these two teams. And we talk coaches all we want. You better have players. And it looks like in that regard, things are on the uptick both ways.
Well, you're right. I can't speak as much to Alabama, but I know Bruce has pretty much a consensus top 12 recruiting class coming in next year. Second straight year, he's got the top player, junior college player in the country coming in, and some very talented freshmen. So Auburn's going to be on the young side next year. But talent-wise, they'll be as good as they've been in a decade or so. And, Bruce Pearl and Anthony Grant, I'm not sure you could find two just polar opposite personalities. But at the same time, I think they're equally great basketball coaches. And you're right, the key is getting players. You got to get players. You can coach up a two-star all you want, but you go up against the Kentuckys and such, and you better have players. And boy, wouldn't it be great to get back to the Wimp and Sonny days? I mean, just when both teams were at their best, the rivalry was competitive in the sense that, not only are bragging rights on the line, but you're talking about SEC tournament seeding, championships, NCAA tournament. I really think we're getting back to that. You know, I think finally that in this state, you know, we can see, or you can be at football, have football programs at the highest level, and at the same time, other sports at their highest level, competing against each other at the highest level. And, you know, I'll say this, I think, and I'm biased, but I think the reason that is because Auburn hired Bruce Pearl. I think he raises the bar to that level to where he makes everybody around him, not only in the state but in the league, that much better.
It is 42 degrees, overcast and rainy. Can only mean we are knocking on the door of the start of the college baseball season.
Well,
you guys actually start today. I guess we do as well. We're scheduled to start our scrimmage today. It's been canceled, but we'll get that going tomorrow. But it's that time again.
It seems like they start here tomorrow, but I could be wrong. But it is, and it'll be, you know, for Auburn, it's, you know, second year under Sonny Galloway, is it'll be, again, I use the word interesting, because I think there's some unknowns there on how much this team can improve. There's a lot of room for improvement. I know he feels really, really good about his pitching staff. Of course, he hired Tom Holliday, who's a terrific pitching coach, was at NC State for many, many years. He is old school to the core. But the whole key for Auburn, I think, will be offense. You know, how much do the new baseballs make a difference, and how much can Auburn take advantage of that? The offensive side is where I think the biggest concern is. Can Auburn score enough to where the pitching staff's not just under such tremendous pressure day in and day out? But it is here. Callie, this is 22 years for me, Chris. When I started, I had a lot of hair. I had that Sean Cassidy kind of part down the middle, the wing back going. And I was looking in the mirror today, and got a lot of gray. What's left is all gray. And not much on top, that's for sure. You know, I still enjoy it, and I know you do, and it's exciting. I know you guys are very excited about your team, and you should be. So hopefully Auburn will make a big leap this year. I think they've got the pitching to do it. We'll have to wait and see about the offense.
Be careful coming over. Look forward to seeing you, and always appreciate you taking time to be on with me.
You bet. Should be a great atmosphere, Chris.